Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Are you getting to the habit? Are you making this your daily ritual to connect in this manner? Are you doing it at a certain time? All right, I'm doing what I can to make sure I get these posted at a certain time. You can see they fall within a couple hour period of time. Are you going to skiplacour.com? Are you going to iTunes? Are you going to bodybuilding.com at a certain time, downloading it, putting it on your phone, and listening to it at a certain time every day? This is our new ritual of connecting in this manner. We, you, and me, who have this passion, this love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and I know we have all different levels. You know, when I say bodybuilding, I know some of you go, yeah, I'm a hardcore bodybuilder. I got a show coming up, or one day I want to compete in this bodybuilding contest. And I know that many of people in our circles, hey man, I just want to lose this body fat. I want to feel good about myself. I'd love to get into a pattern of washing what I eat and going to the gym. So two gigantically different levels of what the goal of fitness is, what bodybuilding is, yet, you know, we're all going down that same road. We're like-minded individuals. And listening to this podcast and connecting this manner, reminding yourself of what you say you want to do by making this a ritual is one step, and one very, very, very important step to make it happen, to make it a part of your life. Once it becomes part of your habit, to think about it. All right, I'm not even talking about the perfect set of strategies. I know many of you aren't just looking for that perfect set of strategies. And if you just knew what they were, oh man, you'd do it. All right, forget about the strategies. Just devoting a portion of your time to think about it, what you say you want. That's the first step. You know, there's a saying that says, reasons come first, you know, answers come second. You know, knowing why you want this, just having it percolating, marinating in your mind. You know, eventually the right set of strategies will come, believe it or not. And maybe you have experience of that somewhere else in your life, something that you say you want to take to the next level. And again, I'm not just talking to someone who's, you know, just getting into this whole bodybuilding and training lifestyle. All right, I know there's a lot of people in our circles who are like that. I'm also talking about someone who I've been talking to, you know, this past week or so. This guy's been competing for years. I mean, really, probably over a decade. Yet he hasn't been able to focus his mind, his thoughts, to put it all together, to be that competitive bodybuilder that he's always said he's wanted to be. And, you know, I tell you, and I talk to him, and I say, look, you know, if you were to retire right now and never compete again, did you get everything out of it? And the answer is no. And I'll just tell you, you know, I'll keep him anonymous for right now, is that he doesn't want to portion part of his life, part of his thinking, to the level that he needs to accomplish the level that he wants. That focus, that dedication, we've talked about it. You know, there's some fears. I also think there is a bit of, he doesn't know what it tastes like, it feels like, how to wear that mindset of a champion, right? So those thoughts and those actions that I'm talking to you about. And so I'm really pushing him in a manner that he's never been pushed before. Now, you have to understand, he's done very, very well, just not at the level that makes him happy. And it's certainly not what I think is his full potential. Now, forget about competitive bodybuilding for a second. Think about us in all areas of our life. How many of us are like that? You know, we've done well compared to most, but we just got to dig deep, find a way to push us over the edge. There are so many things in my life that are like that. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today is, you know, when you have something that you say you want, right? And you just can't seem to put it together, right? What do you do? What's going on in your head? I've got some strategies for you. But, you know, this podcast, listening to it every day, you portion out a period of time to come into the same world. We're together in the same room, are talking to you in your ear. Someone who's dedicated so much of his life to mastering bodybuilding and training, right? So I don't have to talk about the strategy. I just have to talk about how a person who has mastered their bodybuilding and training, forget about how I look at, you know, criticism, how I look at, you know, life, just me explaining my stories, how I've prioritized things. Now, whether or not you want to go on that path, that's up to you. But at least you get a glimpse of someone who has mastered something that you want, how they think, they feel, they see things. And it will create some distinctions to help you figure out this puzzle, this combination lock, to get what you finally want, or at least right now you say that you want. Who knows? Maybe after you really break it down, you might say to yourself, hey, this isn't what I want. But I'm talking to you if you know that this is what you want. You just can't figure it out, because I'll tell you, I've had many things in my life, and I continue to have things in my life that I say that I want. And, you know, I'm doing pretty well at a certain level, but to go to that outrageous level, again, I keep on saying, say, if you were to be in the room with me when I say I'm doing those imaginary quotation marks, and I say that for a reason. I say with quotation marks for a reason, because it's one thing to say and tell everybody and write your goals down. It's a whole another thing to actually do whatever it takes to get the job done, to really get that mindset going. So us connecting in this manner, you know, every single day, it's just one step, and it's in a very important step. So today is Sunday. It's a day that I've added to, you know, my work schedule that I open up to weekly one-on-one phone consultations. All right, so that's new. I used to just do them one day a week because of the demand, because of people's schedules. You know, the weekend is better for them. So I have opened that up. If you're interested in my weekly one-on-one coaching, I know I talk about it because I'm really excited. I love the transformation that I can be a part of helping, you know, the people who I help. Go to skiplacour.com and click the link along the top, the second row that says coaching, and then click weekly coaching. I have a video. I explain the whole process in great detail. But I love the weekly coaching because I learn so much as I'm helping you. It's one thing, you know, going through things in my mind, but when I hear you talk about your challenges and things and your perceptions and what you want, it creates, you know, so much clarity for me as well. And there's one thing about the whole process is when you put your skin in the game, when you invest something, you know, it's just isn't a friend who helps you, goes out his way to help you, where really you can take it or leave it. You have really nothing to lose, right? That's not the best situation to do your best. You have to have something to lose because that's going to force you to step up and actually follow through with the information that's given you. It's not about more information. It's about taking action. Whether or not you have the right set of strategies is taking action, because you will eventually find the right set of strategies. I can't emphasize that enough. But really, success comes from that fire in your belly. It comes from your mindset. So when you put some skin in the game and you dedicate a portion of your week to focusing on your goals and on your dreams, right? You can't help but find the strategies, especially with that consistent follow through, right? And I was talking to one of my clients, and we were coming up with this plan. I was talking about doing something a little at a time, how it stacks up over time, right? And so a lot of times I'll be using these, you know, analogies. I take them outside of bodybuilding training so that, you know, sometimes when you're so engaged in bodybuilding training, you can make it a lot more challenging than it has to be, right? So I like to use analogies in the outside world to make my point. And I was talking about, let's just say you had something in your life, and then I'll use something with mine. And mine might be writing, right? Well, you know, I'll go periods of time where I might write, dedicate the time and write for I don't know, hours a day for a couple days in a row. And then I have to go on to doing, you know, something else, right? I've got, you know, so many jobs, areas of responsibility. I'm just not a writer. That's just one small facet of my business. But I might identify, well, that's what I need to focus on. That's what I need to focus on to take my business to the next level. But you don't make the time. How true is that for you? Something you know you need to do, but you just don't, you know, dedicate the time to it. And so when I'm talking to him, I'm saying, you know, what if every single day, just like this coaching call, you were to spend just a half an hour focusing on that thing that you say you want, right? And as I'm talking to him, I'm thinking about like my writing. And I tell him how it would just stack up over time, just a little bit here, a little bit here. But it's that, just put it in your daily rituals to do it, right? And again, I'm thinking about my writing. And I just think about like me committing to this morning podcast to you. Now, that is the right mindset, just a little at a time to connect with you in this manner. You know, I've got this long range picture, how we develop this relationship, create a win-win situation, create value, right? And it's just a little at a time. It's like, you know, a half hour or so, maybe 10 minutes of posting it on the internet, and how it stacks over time. Here we are with Morning Connection podcast number 28. 28 just seems like it's just coming, and it's come and gone. 28. Every single day I dedicate it, I commit it to doing this for you. And again, the reception of this podcast has been great. Keep it up. Thank you so much for your likes. Thank you so much for sharing and your comments. Keep that up. Let's keep this going. Let's get more people in our community. If you're listening to this on iTunes, go ahead and rate it 5 stars. Let's draw some attention to this. And again, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. I can't emphasize that enough. So as I'm providing you with this information and this inspiration and to take your body to the next level, you need your bodybuilding and training supplements. You might as well, if I'm the guy who's inspiring you, who's getting you on track to think about it is what you want, why not at least give my Mass Machine Nutrition highest quality, most effective supplements a try? You're buying it from somewhere, right? You might as well get it from the guy who's worked hard to inspire you, right? At least give it a shot. You will be satisfied, more than satisfied, with the quality that you get. All right, just give my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements a try. I will not let you down. All right. So what if you were just to dedicate just a little bit of time? And so I'm thinking, what if I, 28 days ago, I made it in my daily disciplines to write for 1/2 hour, just 1/2 hour, right after I did my Morning Connection podcast, right? And so I'm thinking about that. So if I were just to have committed to that, right, just a little at a time, and so there's a half an hour, I would have 14 hours in, just like that. 14 more hours into mastery. I mean, just think about that. How much further ahead I would be in the process. It just, the days and the months, they just stack up. It's how do we use our time? So for this podcast, what I'd like you to do is think about that one area of your life. And it may be your bodybuilding and training, since I know that's the reason why, you know, most of you come to me in the first place. But you know what I always like to emphasize is, let's be more than muscles, all right? You know, you can listen to this podcast, get some distinctions about bodybuilding and training. You can go to the bodybuilding.com message board. You can go to skiplacour.com. You can get the specific strategies of what to do. Right. So, you know, maybe that's what you want to do. So right after this morning ritual, after this podcast, you are going to spend 1/2 hour to the strategies, bodybuilding, training, fitness. You're just going to look through by the message board on the bodybuilding.com forum for 30 minutes, looking for one distinction and just understanding that you don't need a breakthrough strategy during that half hour session, because little by little, it's going to stack up. And before you know it, you're going to have 28 half-hour sessions in. So think about that. What is that going to be for you? What are you going to do right after our Morning Connection podcast, since you are making this part of your daily ritual, what's the one thing? And again, it doesn't have to be bodybuilding training, although it could be. Even if it's in the category of bodybuilding training, maybe you always said you wanted to enter a bodybuilding contest. And so it's a higher level of this one area. Maybe it's going to be a half an hour a day towards learning everything it takes to enter bodybuilding contests. And I have plenty of information. Go to skiplacour.com, put contest preparation. I have tons of great advice that you can spend that half an hour a day doing. You know, for me, like I said, I got many things. It could be, I don't know how to take podcasts to the next level. It could be, you know, copywriting. How do I spread my message? How do I sell my message? I know I have great information, but there's an art form in writing. And that's what I was talking about, half an hour there. So again, after 28 morning podcasts, I would have 14 hours more writing experience, right? It could be, you know, mastering your finances. It could be learning more about relationships, maybe manformation leadership. Again, we just had 28 sessions with our Morning Connection podcast. You would have 14 hours in at this point. Does that sound like a plan? And what I want you to do is send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com or post it, a comment after this podcast on skiplacour.com or on Facebook or the bodybuilding.com message board. I want you to commit to what you're going to spend a half an hour just focusing on. It doesn't have to necessarily be all this active work, but you're just going to open your mind up to the new distinctions, the one strategy, the one new way of looking at this one area of your life, and you're going to do it right after our morning. You listen to our Morning Connection podcast. Now, I know many of you, you know, you download the podcast, you're on the go, you're in the gym doing it, so you got to think about this. All right, little by little, let's piece this together. You know, my commitment is going to be doing a little bit of copywriting, a little bit of writing every single day for a half an hour. So you guys, you know, let's use this community. I put it out there for me. I would be more than happy if you push me. Hey, Skip, you getting that half an hour in? You getting that half an hour in? And I'll push you for the thing that you say that you want. So commit right here on the comments, on Facebook, on the bodybuilding.com message board. So when we're at Morning Connection Podcast 100, because you're loving this, this is becoming your ritual, you're becoming addicted to this type of thinking, right, every single day. So when we're, let's just take off, I don't know, let's just say it takes you to get a couple days to get this going, right? So Morning Connection Podcast number 30, right? So when we're at 100, which is going to be here before you know it, all right, that means that when we get to Morning Connection Podcast 100, you will have had 70 half-hour sessions, all right? You will have had 35 hours towards mastery, working on that thing in life that you say you want to do. And so I'm going to use this podcast as a way to push you. What's that thing you said to do? So you got to commit to it right now. Don't be afraid. Just say it, right? All right. This is the first step. This is, again, what makes my weekly coaching so effective is because you step up and commit to that thing that you, again, quote unquote, say you want to do. And we can use this morning ritual for me to remind you, hey, this is what you said you want to do. Did you put your half an hour in yesterday? All right. So when you hear me refer to that, that's what I'm talking about, because I want, by Morning Connection Podcast 100, I want you to be 35 hours closer to your goal. All right. Sound like a plan? Let's keep each other, connected. Let's use this as a way to push each other. All right. Push me. Skip, are you doing it? I'll be honest. Yes, I have. No, I haven't. All right. One thing right now, and two things. One is, it's going to make you feel great when I talk about it on a future podcast and you're doing it. You're going to say, yeah, I'm sticking to it. It's going to feel great. It's going to validate what you're doing. You're going to be able to appreciate that you're taking action, not just talking, one step closer, you know, to the goals, the things that you say that you want. There's going to be other times where you're going to be pissed off because you're going to want to listen to this podcast, right? But you don't want to feel the pain that you're not living up to your own self-imposed standards. Because whatever you pick, it's not me telling you that that's what you want. This is you in your powerful state saying what it is you want, right? And so, you know, look, one thing about this is if you love these podcasts, don't stop listening to it if you feel that pain because you aren't doing it. That's what's one thing that happens with my email list, right? People get all excited and that they want to take their training to the next level. And they sign up, and I know how it works, is that you get these emails just reminding, oh, yeah, I remember I said I wanted to do that. Oh, I'm so fat and out of shape. Can't get myself to the gym. And this Skip guy is sending me all these emails. Pain, pain, pain. Unsubscribe. You know, my message to you is feel that pain. Do whatever you can to not to deal with the pain. Don't unsubscribe. Because there's a saying that says when the student is ready, the teacher arrives. If you've unsubscribe to my email list, and I send you something that reminds you of what you said you want to do, this bodybuilding and training, you know, you won't have that continual push. So again, if you love the podcast, continue loving them, continue listening to them. If you feel a little bit of pain because you commit to something right here, right now, to spend a half an hour or so at a podcast number 100, you have 35 hours in, 70 half-hour sessions towards mastery, towards becoming better at what you say you want, whatever it is you choose, you know, deal with that pain, all right? I'll coach you through it. I'll guide you through it. I'm not going to make you feel bad about it. And I'll just tell you this. The chances are that I will not go 70 for 70. You know, right now, I've got to end this podcast right now because I got to rush towards my morning appointment for my weekly coaching call, right? And I have a whole day packed up. So I'm going to have to just, now that I put it out there and I've committed to it, now it's all about me following through. I will probably, you know, not go 70 for 70. But even if I go 60 for 70, right, there's 30 hours towards mastery, right? So let's do this together. What do you guys think? All right, I guess I'll know what you think by the emails you send me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'll know by what you post on bodybuilding.com, what you post on Facebook, what you post on the bodybuilding.com message board, all right? I'll know what it is. Also, you know, post what you say you want because a couple things. Your particular area of your life, maybe I have some experience with that I can help you. Give me some material to talk about in future Morning Connection podcasts. Again, health, wealth, happiness, whatever it might be, whatever it might be in what area of life, commit to it. Let's do this together, all right? So, hey, thanks for joining me on this Sunday morning, our morning connection. Again, thank you so much for supporting my information products to help you take your efforts to the next level, whether that's bodybuilding and training or your Manformation leadership. Thank you for supporting my information products on skiplacour.com. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow morning.